Morning. My name is Megan Ermey, and today's message is from Colossians 1, 15 through 20, the New Living Translation. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before everything else was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things weak can see and the things we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him, for him. He existed before everything else and holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he first is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in the heaven and on earth by the means of Christ's blood on the cross.
Thank you, Megan Ermey, so much for bringing that scripture today. And I just want to welcome everybody to GC Surrey Hills. I just love doing this in front of people now. It makes it so much easier because there's all that energy. So I love it. If you don't know me, I am Joe Brannon, but I am first a beloved child of God, and I happen to serve as the lead pastor here at Grace Communion Surrey Hills, and we are so thankful that you are here joining us online. And before we get going, let us pray. Father, Son, Spirit, we thank you that you are love and that you include us in that perfect loving relationship between the three of you. And I ask that your Spirit just moves, that your Spirit continues to move, because your Spirit is already moving. Help us to see, help me to see where it is that you're moving, and let the words that come out be from you and you alone. You are here amongst us. We love you because you first loved us, and we pray this through your Son, Jesus. Amen. All right. So, in case you can't see, obviously, we're at a new place. If you weren't here last week, the good news is you didn't miss out because you can go back and watch that video. So, that's a good thing. But we have a new set. We've got a new name. We officially changed to Grace Communion Surrey Hills. And the word grace helps us to never forget of the loving and saving actions of God through Jesus. And communion isn't something that we merely do, but it's something that we're a part of, because communion is relationship, and we are about relationship, not religion. And then Surrey Hills, it reminds us to love our neighbor, to love others by building relationship, extending God's grace to others. And if you remember, I don't know if you guys remember or not, last week I ended with a scripture. The end of our passage last week, Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." And here's the thing, is I said we were going to start talking about what those good things are, but we need to start at a particular spot first. The first thing that we got to ask is, what is the church? And the church is the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ." Jumping to verse 18, it says, "Our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it." In verse 24, it says, so God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among members, so that all the members care for each other. In verse 27, it says, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. We, as the church, we are part of the body of Christ. You see, GC Surrey Hills is one part of the body of Christ, because the body of Christ is the capital C church, which is the whole church. Because we're not the one chosen church. We are one part of the body of Christ. And we are a unique part that has a unique purpose. And we are given a unique calling to serve the world. And what is that calling? Which is a great question to ask. What is our purpose? What is our calling? What makes us tick? What makes GC Surrey Hills who we are? So we're going to be going through our core values, because our core values are at the heart of who we are and what we do and why we do what we do and how do we do the things that we do. There's a lot of do there, right? But it's not do. Question is, what do core values actually do? Why have them? You see, core values bring clarity to the things that matter most to us. They guide how we achieve our mission. They influence major leadership decisions, as well as everyday ministry. Like this, for example. Our core values helped determine us coming here and doing this. It helps us navigate staffing and budget issues. And most importantly, church, they keep us focused on the unique call that God has given us as a local church. The core values are at the heart of GC Surrey Hills. So we're starting a new series. And that new series is going to be called At the Heart. Have you ever heard that phrase before? At the Heart? Usually when you hear that phrase, there's something going on. There's some kind of issue. And what do people say? We need to get to the heart of the matter. Or we say, well, it's at the heart of the matter. You know, so heart signifies this thing, this center, this really important thing. We can look at all the other stuff, but it really comes down to this one thing, the heart. We may even say that it's our center. Our text points us to our first core value, because our first core value, honestly, our first core value is the foundation for all of our other core values. It is the foundation. It is the starting point to everything that we do. All the other core values don't mean anything without this first core value, because even the core values lead to the mission and vision. We can't come up with a mission and vision first and then start putting in core values. And so this first core value is the foundation. Some may even say it's the center of the center. I don't know if you guys have seen Robin Hood. That's one of my wife's favorite movies of all time because of the soundtrack. Surprise, surprise. My bride loves the soundtrack of Robin Hood. It'll play like the first note, and she'll be in the other room. She'll be like, that's my favorite movie. Some may say it's the center of the center. So if you're watching Robin Hood, you know, he pulls out that arrow. He pulls back that bow. He lets it go, and he hits that target or whatever it was. I forget what it was. But he hits some kind of target, but then he pulls out another arrow, pulls back, releases, and where does that arrow go? It goes through the end of the arrow. So essentially, he hits the center of the center. There's center, but then there's a center of the center. You see, Colossians 1, our text today, it doesn't point to what we should do as a church. Because we can come up with a lot of what to do's. That's not the hard part. The hard part's not coming up with, well, maybe we should do this and do that, because there's a lot of things that can be done. But what Colossians 1 really does for us, it points to who our starting point is. And that starting point is Jesus. Because if we don't start with Jesus, all things are going to fall apart. Everything we try to do will fall apart. Our text shows that Jesus reveals who God really is. It reveals Jesus' forever existence, that he's been around before the beginning of time. And it also points to the fact that Jesus is the creator of all things. But I want to point you to an important piece here. Because in our text today, it really points to our first core value. And why it should be our first core value. Because it helps us to recognize who the leader is and who the head of the church is. As the pastor, I'm not head of the church. I'm not head of the church. In verse 18, Colossians 1, verse 18, it says, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. It's Jesus Christ. He is the beginning. He's the beginning. It's very clear that he is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in what? In everything. Jesus is first in everything. Our first core value before anything else, what is at the absolute center of our heart, that is the center of the center of the center, is not what, but it's who. And that who is Jesus. Because we always start with Jesus. And if you look at our core values, right at the very top, it says, we always start with Jesus. And we put an extra word in there. You'll see it say, we always start with Jesus with a period, but then we say, period, with another period. We felt like there had to be an emphasis that we always start with Jesus. That's it. All the other core values can go away, my brothers and sisters. As long as that core value is the foundation, because Jesus is the beginning. And he is everything. Too often, you'll hear people say, well, like, for example, we're planting into Surrey Hills. I guess we are planted in Surrey Hills digitally. And a lot of church planters or missionaries will say, we need to take Jesus to this place. We need to take Jesus to Surrey Hills. We need to take Jesus here. And we need to do the work for Jesus. I hate to tell you this, but Jesus is already there. Jesus is already at Surrey Hills. Jesus is already in Yukon. Jesus is already at the place where his name hasn't even been proclaimed and nobody knows that word Jesus. Why? Because Colossians tells us that he created all things. And so he is in everything. He is the creator of all. He's always been around. We don't take Jesus somewhere. We don't take Jesus anywhere, but Jesus takes us. He takes us where he wants to take us. It's not us. There's nothing we can do. Why? Because that's grace. And we can't boast about it. So when we follow Jesus, because that's where Jesus is leading us, is into Surrey Hills, into our city, and beyond that, when he is leading us that way, and all these amazing things are occurring, guess what? We can't boast about it. I can't boast about it. Because I am one jacked up guy. Because it's all for Jesus. And it's all been done by Jesus. And Jesus says, hey, Cynthia, Rodney, I want you to go somewhere. I want you to be a part of something. Now, it's not that you're taking me somewhere. I'm already at work there. But I want you to participate. Hey, Cynthia, Brooke, I want you to participate in what I'm already doing. Mike, John, I want you to participate in what I'm already doing. Sean, Megan, I want you to participate in what I am already doing. Joe, you'll have a title of pastor, but that's not your identity. But I am calling you to participate in what I'm already doing. So guess what we have to do? Guess what we have to do? What does it start with first? It starts with Jesus first. But if Jesus is saying, hey, I want you to go and participate what I'm already doing over here, you've got to say yes to the invitation. I preached this earlier this year. You not even giving an answer is already answering the invitation. And even when it doesn't make sense, and Jesus is saying, I want you to participate in what I'm doing here. I created you a particular part of the body. I created you for unique purpose. And I want you to go and participate in what I'm doing and use that giftedness that I gave you. Because I gave you that. I tilled the soil. I am throwing the seeds. I want you to go and just love. So the question that I left us with last week, what are those good plans? What are those good plans? What are the good things he planned for us? Well, we're still exploring that. We keep saying yes, though. We keep saying yes to the things that he opens up, and we just keep stepping through the doors. Because that's all we're asked to do. Just step. And the good things that he has planned for us, the work that he has isn't even our work, it's his work. And the beauty of all of this is that because of his grace, because of his grace, we're able to step into the thing that he's asked us to participate in. But that also means if we do and when we do step into that thing that he is asking and inviting us to participate in, if and when we screw up, guess what's there? Better yet, guess who's there? Guess who is there? Jesus. And Jesus is forgiveness. Jesus is grace. So when we do step, even when it's out of timidity and fear and we don't know, we don't see what's in the future, and Jesus saying, it's okay. Come on. Step out of that boat. And when you take your eyes off of Jesus and you start to sink, guess who is there? Jesus. Because our text says, he is first in everything. So the center of our center, at the very core, the number one core value of ours is we always start with Jesus. Period. We're going to continue on. We have several other core values that are a lot of fun to go through. And at the end of this series, at the heart, we're going to wrap it up and talk about our mission and vision. And we intentionally did this because if we jump straight to the mission and vision, which can be really exciting, if we jump to that, it's easy to start fabricating, oh, well, do. But we first have to start with the who. And that starting point is always Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, Son, Spirit, you, Lord, you, Jesus, are already present. You're already working. You're already doing something. And I just pray that we are open to see what it is that you are doing and how is it that you're calling us to participate, because you have brought us together and you're continuing to bring people together for a unique purpose. Because us as individuals, we are part of the body of Christ, and us as a collective, as a church, as GC Surrey Hills, as Grace Communion Surrey Hills, we are a part of the body. We are uniquely made by your hands because we are a masterpiece of yours. So open up our hearts, open up our minds, show us, Lord. Humble us, bring us to our knees to see where it is that you are guiding and directing us. And help us to become so fixated on you that nothing else matters. We thank you for your love, for your grace, to where we can participate, we can say yes. And we pray this in and through our absolute starting point. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.